Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Whether you're living off the grid or just want to save money on energy costs, Greenwired Renewable Energy Solutions in Redway is your source for renewable energy systems or parts. Greenwired's retail store is stocked with the products you need. With the price of solar at an all-time low and rebates available, it's never been a better time to invest in a system for your home or business. Go to greenwired.net for more info. Good for the planet, good for your wallet. Get independent, get Greenwired.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. I recently reviewed an article that appeared in the May-June 1992 issue of the Humboldt Historian. The article was written by L. Wayne Dreyer regarding the poultry industry in Humboldt County. Early in the county's history, turkey production was an important part of the poultry industry. Turkey farms were located in the hill areas of southern Humboldt and the eastern edge of Humboldt Bay. According to the article, turkey drives were a part of the scene. Walter Ike, a former poultryman, remembers seeing a flock of 600 turkeys raised on Neelan being driven down Harris Street by two men on horseback with the help of a dog who kept the herd together. This was before the advent of the NWP Railroad and commercial refrigeration. All livestock had to be taken to the waterfront and sent live to the San Francisco Bay Area markets on ships leaving Humboldt Bay. Some of these turkey drives went on for days. Large turkey herds kept in one place for any length of time were costly to feed, so the ranchers started out their herds in early summer, keeping them on the move until late autumn. Ranchers welcomed the birds and offered to pay the herdsmen to come their way to keep down the grasshopper population. As one can imagine, turkey herds being driven from ranch to ranch where the best feed was available did take time. One of the stories I read referred to a herd of 500 turkeys that originated in freshwater. They were driven by three herders on horseback and two dogs. There was also a horse-drawn supply wagon which included poultry fencing. Two men on the wagon would go ahead and locate a campsite where the temporary poultry fencing was set up so the turkeys could safely bed down for the night. The herd consumed grasshoppers as they crossed Neelan Prairie and were driven as far south as Blocksburg. By late August, the herd was started back, gleaning the fields on the way following the grain harvest. That distance was at least 90 miles round trip, not including the side trips to some of the host ranches. Upon arrival at the home ranch in Freshwater, they were crated and hauled to the dock in Eureka for shipment. As the story goes, turkeys were easy to herd and would only fly when extremely excited. When faced with a river crossing, the birds were then encouraged to take to the air and fly to the other side. Some turkey herds were driven to Humboldt Bay from as far away as Higham Palm. Rather than fence them in each night, the birds were roosted in the trees to protect them from predators. The herding procedure took patience, understanding, and skill. Yep, we had high-mileage turkeys way back then, and we still have high-mileage turkeys today. Poultry yesterday, politicians today. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.